for mankind, the way that the Father, Jesus Christ, sacrificed for one another, and his ultimate desire and goal is that mankind in his New Testament church will love Jesus Christ, the same sacrificial love and giving of oneself that the Father loved Jesus and that Jesus loved the church.
Before there was anything else, when there was just the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If you had one word to describe the relationship between God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, what would that one word description be?
God.
Intense. Intense. Totally committed. Sacrificial. All in.
You be there. Thank you, Brother Mary. That's good. I'll pick up Brother Ray. Would you like to talk back to Joseph? Free to say whatever you wish.
Oh, thank you. This isn't recorded in Bob Mary forever.
Never. I'll never mind it. And I'll never be replayed to ordained.
Unless you blow the question.
Why did you get married?
Well, she
said, now look at the length of time.
Well, she said yes.
Well, that's my sister, grandpa, grandma, because her sister said no.
What's going to be?
So, the reason you got married is she said you.
Because I love her. Sylvie loved her.
So, you got to build them on the rain because we all know you can carry them in a state. Can't you? What's that?
It's
a new life. And you know that God holds everybody accountable for everything. I mean, you can't look at the numbers now. That's very important. So, let's delve into it. You were fond of her. You had affection for her. You were attracted to her. You were drawn to her.
Oh.
What's that?
Something you call it.
The land family.
Or get it.
Yeah. So, the statement about Brother Reagan was all that in a bag of chips, and Brother Reagan thought the same. That's something in common. Now, exactly why did you want to be married?
Because I didn't want to lose that.
Why did you lose
that? Love. The opportunity to love God and maybe be loved back.
You know the thing? And, when you spend more or less time with your man,
more.
Why more?
It's hard to.
Fit in as an attorney, that's a day where
it has. Can you
find for a while? Why do you want to spend more time with you? So I think maybe you're really cool.
Because
I love her.
I love
her. Good job,
Jerry. Hold again. Stop. The rain is in the fire thing. I think you made a phone friend.
That's not all right.
But that
had Anthony sweat from last time, so I'm ready.
There you go. Now, the question is this Bible purpose for marriage? Oh, and her children. Yeah, well, welcome to what the world says. You just failed to death.
You do become one of them.
Oh!
He had to leave his father, leave what you know. And
so how do you become one of them with the children? And I'm not talking about being physical.
Spend.
How does that help?
You get to know, because I don't know what's going on with her. I could guess, but usually I'm wrong when I guess. So I need to know, I need her to tell me what's going on with her. I need to tell her what's going on with me and have conversation and come to an understanding about who we are as people because we're different.
Did you deserve to be close to you?
Yeah.
So why is that?
Does it take one day?
Everywhere.
Thank you.
How long you been there? It was 11 years. Seems like 20, doesn't it?
Yep.
For everything, do you still desire to be close?
Yes.
Do you still desire to be closer?
Yes.
These two may be coming once. Rebecca to Phantom Chapter 4.
So
you did good, Brother Regis.
Good.
There'll be no flowers in my mind.
So.
You did a very good.
Things are closed to my piece.
You did, yeah. It's a fun. It's a former 15. For whom the whole body fitly joined together. What happens with church? We're joined together. How are we joined together? We're fitly joined together. For a moment. And compacted.
Yeah.
Together. Together.
Yeah.
When you compact something, what do you do?
She's one.
Push. Combine the molecular structure. You're removing the distance between the molecules. Nice cure. Combining it into one. The body. People are confused about the Trinity. Most church members can't explain the Trinity at all. Many pastors can't. Religion don't have a clue. And it all revolves around
gotcha.
A body. You loved your wife so much that you wanted to spend your life with her. Even though we know you could have 1,000 other women. But you wanted to spend your life with her. Stood publicly and made a vow that you would be committed totally to her. For as long as you drew breath, that you would sacrifice for her, that you desire to be united with her, that you desire to become one with her.
Cool.
Why is it so taking hard for her to do that? When it gives us example, what are all these examples about? It's an example of him trying to get us to understand him. I think great history, but I think concerning Christ and the church. Look at the verse of the king. For whom the whole body fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in life. What's the whole point of church? To increase in love. God, you're even more. Have you noticed that being a church member?
That's not really not. I was there for another day, so I was trying to carry the plan.
First time you came to church, you probably thought this was the greatest bunch of people you ever seen in your life. But my
friends,
what was your honest opinion?
Spiritually, I knew it was different. Like I could feel, which we hear everybody say, yada, yada, yada. But there were some things that were a little different.
Did you hear the pause? Let me be politically correct first. I noticed a difference.
I didn't think it was a lunatic until three services later when someone apologized for wearing a strapless shirt. Then I thought you were lunatics. Because that made no sense to me.
We finally got a quote for the jury. So how long is it going to get out of crowd winner appearance? Two thoughts, it was just not in one.
That's what you're always thinking at.
Don't say that. Right? Right. Yeah. So, Julia, your three servants have been. You like the guy you came here, but he's tied to the month of weirdo. So somehow, what happened between this is a weird bunch of people, and you want to be a part of it? What happened?
Of salvation.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Trying to think
of it. Very good. You know how easy it much easier to be a church member can say?
Easily.
We jingle with that, but no, I always say every church member on it. That leads to not. Judas had that problem. Now, when he covered it, there's still a bunch of weirdos. We're outcasts and miscreants and all kinds of stuff. We don't fit in the world. I can tell you, I don't know where to take the work, but I can tell you, the case of being
a lawyer. Lawyers.
What's that?
I think I've heard this is a lawyer.
You don't fit in the work really well, do you?
No.
You don't fit in the world very well. And you're good at church and you're around a bunch of people in the world you don't fit in with. But my goodness, spiritually, and you really fitly joined together. Compactly. In fact, the more time you spend in church, the closer you get to each other. Wow! This is what was designed right there. Fitly joined together and compacted. How? From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted. By that, with every joint supplier. When you're in church, you're going to see that Brother Jeff and I don't have anything in common, but all of a sudden, Brother Jeff encouraged me to serve the Lord. And I'm encouraging Brother Nietzsche. And all of a sudden, we're joining together and compacting and getting closer and closer. To what point have we become one? Look at your hand, flip over to Philippians chapter 2, verse 2. Philippians 2, 2. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Now, how do you get there? Back to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted, by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Yes.
It's all about love. It's all about agape. It's all about becoming one. Now take that to the nth degrees. How close is God to each other? How close is God to each other? Certainly they are one. You don't have to put another qualifier, but they're not one person. They are simply one. Well, they're right, they've been here. Yes. Been married almost 11 years. One by 20. They got it. And it's 11 years that you got to the point where something comes up, you know exactly how your wife is going to respond to that situation.
Yeah. So the primary decision is government is charged inside the home.
It's going to have blood.
Do you know how she would respond?
Actually, I was surprised at that one.
You've been married 3 years?
Yep.
Bill, what for you know?
Oh, okay. You've learned don't have any. In the 3 short years you've been married,
mm-hmm.
have things come up that you know how your wife's going to react to it?
Yeah. A little part.
Huh. Joined together, compacted, whatever it's every joint to fight us. And if fighting yourself on the love. Are there choices that you've made? You didn't have to consult with her, but you made those choices because she had sacrificed because you love her.
Yes.
Yeah. Great memory about it. Did you turn it right in church? You used to do that all over and over. From what point? You become one of the choices. You can anticipate how the other is going to respond to the situation. Oh, she's not going to go for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're reading.
Well, that's the statement down the road. Go ahead.
You're reading on her side.
You're tracing.
The begin or the upper part here of Ephesians 5, I had this highlighted because verse 28, my default state as a human is to love myself. And so a lot of time we love other people because of what they do for us and how they treat us. We stop loving them when they stop treating us well. This kind of love is different than that. It's I'm going to sacrifice and put somebody else before me. The man has to be, and the reason we have to be taught, because we're fallen and that we don't understand that love and we don't start out with that love, spiritual gift. I have to rely on God to be able to do that. I can't do that on my own. And I'm not always very good at it. And we have to be commanded to do it because sometimes I fail. Sometimes I love her or I think I love her because her baby coffee brought it to me. That, I mean, that's nice and that's great. And I keep willing to do the same for her, but I don't always.
Why did Christ love us? He didn't have to, he showed it, but he bore to the will. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. What? You see the new number. Do you think that it could? We can. He's very poor in his chimney. You know, I'm talking to the church in Ephesus. You're poor. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee.
Yes.
He's just too old.
It's like a revelation.
Let's go to the
Well, you guys will get a brain that's near capacity, and see if you can access the random access number. Look at Revelation chapter 2. I need to get a better round. More than rather than. Take a verse for Revelation chapter 2. Verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. What was the problem you had with the Ephesians? They left their first love. Guess what word that is to love?
Yeah.
It's not filial. What about that? What's the first commandment? Look at Mark chapter 12.
doing that. But if God, if you read that one, Mark 12:3. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Now, if it's a commandment, inheriting a commandment is a choice. Where in the Bible is the commandment three? There's no commandment to grieve. We just do it. It's inherent. We have to choose to do a commandment. If the first commandment is to love God, inherent in that is a choice to choose to do the commandment or not do the commandment. Now, just because you hit the freeway, Brother Daniel, at 55 miles an hour, and you got 3 hours to go, and you hit the freeway, and you're driving 55 miles an hour, does that mean you will continue to drive at 55 miles? Deep breath, yeah. Not likely. If you multiply by 2, subtract 10.
I'm 73. 73.
You do 73.
Even in
25. So far, what's that?
I said even in 25.
Even in 25. So far, it's worth
it. It's a suggestion.
Yeah. The commandment to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, that's the first commandment. Look at verse Revelation 2:4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. Have they stopped working for God? Have they stopped serving God? Have they stopped being effectual in their eye for God? Look back at verse 1. Unto the angel of the church that was right, these things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh among in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Where is Christ in the church?
Yes.
In the midst of the church. He's walking in the midst of the church. For your own study, look at the seven churches vision, how he describes himself in the church. It's revealing. He's walking in the midst of the church. The church is. I know thy work and labor and thy patience. Now thou cannot bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And hast borne thy men to shoulder burden. And hast patience. That the ability to endure hardship. And for my name's sake, has labored and has not fainted. And that sounds like a pretty good church. They put their nose to the grindstone, they continue to work, even when it got hard, even when it got burdensome. They tried those that said they were true, they found them liars. They wouldn't give up. They're just trudging it out. And he says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast not my first love. Have you ever got to the point where somebody asks you, why do you go to church? Do you have that thought? Why do I go? Oh, yeah, that's right. I have to go to church. So there's only one correct answer to go to church. One.
Out here.
Stop, no, because I love him. You don't have to go home this afternoon. You're free to choose. You feel it, man. Don't you feel it? Don't let it be taught.
No, he gets to go.
Why do you go home?
That's where my she is. That's where my name is.
So, well, I'm trying to do the same.
Yeah, a sunset.
I mean, that's where I am. Beach. When you were here. Put 50 chances.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you go home?
It's a name.
Because you love her. Why do you go to church? There's only one correct answer. That's where my heart is. That's where my soul is. That's where my mind is. Brother Daniel and Brother Jim.
That's not the reason. That's when burnout comes. You do it like this, you're going to get burned out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just doing it because of that obligation. This one is Saturday. The reason when you aren't burning, you're going to lose your motivation. Your flesh is only so circle.
Your flesh is only so circle. Your flesh is only so circle. We all started. Nobody joined church but did you join church last Sunday so you could just be a few more and quiet your little house? What's your vision of being a church member?
You grow in jobs.
Oh, to grow in jobs. You're an ordinary person. Young members or immigrants. You hang out with MOSFETs. MOSFET. How does somebody become a MOSFET?
You don't move.
When you don't move, the MOS grows on you when you don't move. Never thought of that.
Do nothing.
Brother Chris is going to go and ask them if they want to learn in seminary. You get around church members that started with a flame, you become the flicker, and it becomes an ember, and it stays an ember. But you're doing all the right things, so you can't be wrong. I'm doing the right thing, so it can't be wrong, and God can't be mad at me. Collected verse number 5.
So,
remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent. Repent of all the good works. Can you tell them to repent of the good works? What are they supposed to repent of? Their heart condition, leaving agape, leaving their first love. Remember from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. What's the first word? I love you. Whatever you do, do it with your heart unto God. How much different would church be tomorrow if we walked into church with our heart set on I want to serve God with everything I got this morning, with my heart, my soul, my strength, my mind, everything. Did you hear Jill Thunberg ever less than a week? So the Morgan said, probably have more singing. Have you observed that doesn't mean you've observed church members not singing?
That's their quiet.
Or if you do that, go on coming proper.
Of course.
Doesn't matter if you love the Lord. Well, we might. But that doesn't matter. What matters is shopping your heart to God.
Great.
Repent. You prefer it. Do everything you're doing, but do it because you love. Why? Because watch out. Here comes 1 John chapter 4. God is. Why doesn't the world know love? Why doesn't the world know God? Because they know.
Use it really.
Exactly. Let's stand up and bless another. Number one grandkiss.
Sure.
That'd be you, Brother Jack.
What's up?
Yeah.
You don't recognize it. You don't recognize it. So it must be a public campaign. Think about it. You may number one grandkid. What did you say about the kid?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and that on the next two classes, we would take your word to heart, and thank you for these teachers who have taught us your word, and that we would take it to heart, and that we would pay attention for the next two classes, and that you would bless us through our bodies and our bodies to your service every day. And in Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen.
Your life,
she's taking a break.
So,